My name is Carolina Neri. I'm the community organizer of El Paso Voz Longmont. I'm here to represent the leaders of the group and to explain that we are asking San Brain Valley School District to change the food that they are giving the kids. We started working on this 2 years ago, and we're still waiting for a positive answer of our request. And we decided, after many meetings that we have been participated, that we need to do a protest in San Brain. They need to see us, and they need to pay attention to our petition, to our request, and to try to do something with the communication, you know, with this negotiation. They need to change that.
And you have been requesting this attention to the food since when?
2 years ago. We started 2 years ago. We started since the beginning, selecting a topic, a common topic that the leaders want to work with. And they were always worried about education and health of the kids. So the food is one very important topic that they are concerned.
What's wrong with the food that the kids are being served at San Brain School District?
We did a lot of research about it. And after like 6 months, we found that San Brain School District is serving like 85-9% of the food's process. For us, was a shock to see.
And when you say processed foods, what are you talking about?
We are talking about food with a lot of conservatives, salt, chemicals, colorants. The definition is if the food has more than 5 ingredients, it's processed. So if you can see the foods and the ingredients that are served in San Brain, they have like 30 or 40 ingredients. Ultra processed food.
From that food, is there an option? Like the kids can have an option of requesting a different food, or that is given to the kids and that's it?
That's it. They have a menu. Every day they change the menu and they rotate the foods every 3 months. So they have the same foods every 3 months, different foods every day. But they have an option. After the pandemic, they have the bar salad, but most of the veggies are not fresh. They are frozen veggies, or just open the bags and put it there, like raw broccoli, raw carrots. And that's what they call the bar salad. You know, most of the kids, they don't eat that kind of salad.
And also, San Brain is surrounded by all these farms. So I wonder, why are they not having access to this fresh food?
They have been working with some of the farms, but definitely they need to increase the consumption of products in the local farms.
I'm speaking with Caro Neri. She is with El Paso Voz Longmont. She's a community organizer, and she has come to the radio station today to share with us about a movement that is related to food justice. Since May 2020, the community leaders at El Paso Voz Longmont have been pushing the San Brain Valley School District to have more fresh food in the schools. Most of the menus that have been distributed are processed foods, and they are concerned about the chemicals and the sugars and the preservatives found in this food that the kids are getting. Now, thousands of needy students in the district depend on these highly processed foods every day, and that is because they are in what is called reduced or free lunch. Do you have numbers about how many kids do need to consume the food or are counting with getting this support at schools of free food?
Yeah, there are close to 10,000 kids that depend on these programs.
So mainly what you're saying is that this amount of kids are consuming this food. What's wrong with the food? You know, I know it has the preservatives, but are they complaining about this food?
Yes, we have heard a lot of kids complain about it. And actually, we had the opportunity to taste that food when we prepare a meeting with some members of the board, and we have a lunch, and nobody eat it. Nobody ate it. Just you can just do some bites, but that's it. It's too salty, too grassy. The taste is not so bad because they put a lot of things that they wanted, that it tastes good for you, and you want more and more. That's why it's processed food.
But going back to this movement that you started, can you please tell us how it started and how it progressed? And what meetings have you been having in order to move this idea forward?
Well, after doing our research and build this initiative, we started with 3 goals and then we changed it because we learn more things. So we just add some things or put more details. And now we have 7 goals that we are asking to the district. We have been talking with everyone in the service nutrition area. And we have the opportunity to talk also with the superintendent. And now we are talking with the board of San Brain.
So you are organized and you have a plan now.
Yes, our plan is all the leaders have been spoken in the meetings of the board. And now we are preparing for one of the last meetings before the school finish, where the kids of the El Paso Boss Longmont are going to participate. And all the families are going to be there to support them, and the allies and the community. We are inviting all that support this initiative to join us May 25th.
So you are inviting the whole community to come and support this initiative that is coming from the parents. When you say that, what comes to my mind is I'm thinking about the leaders in the community. So are you going to also request farmers to come to the meeting?
Yes, we are inviting them, all of them.
So this is like a community effort and an initiative. I have been speaking with Caro Neri. She's with El Paso Boss Longmont. She's a community leader, and she has come to tell us about this initiative of food justice related to the need of students in San Brain Valley School District to get more fresh food instead of processed food. It has been an effort that I have witnessed. I had the opportunity to interview you long ago via Zoom. Why? Because we were in the middle of the pandemic. Do you think that the pandemic opened the eyes to this reality? Because I remember when the pandemic hit, Boulder Valley School District was distributing food right away. I remember covering that story, going out and seeing how they were giving food, because the reality is that the kids now were staying at home and they were missing the support of that food in the middle of the day.
Yes, well, San Brain is giving this kind of food long time ago. We are not the first group that they trying to change it. Now with the pandemic, the things get worse because the production have some effects. They reduce some kind of foods that they were for the districts. Like, for example, some chicken, some crispitos, some, it depends on the production. They have that kind of problems. Also with the personnel that was working in the districts. Yeah. So everything get worse. But I would like to say that it's an opportunity to see and to look that there are another options like local farms, local production. And that's what we are also supporting. This is an important goal initiative that we want to push in. Like, we need to consume more local products.
You have done the work. You have done the homework. You have done the research about the food that is healthy, the food that the kids are consuming at this point. You have gone to talk to the superintendent in San Brain Valley, and now you're going to be talking with the board members too. And you're calling on allies, and you are also raising the issue and trying to find ways to solve the problem. What is going to be happening this May 25th at 5:30 that you are pushing forward and highlighting it?
Well, that day, the kids of El Paso Boss Longmont are going to participate. They are going to talk about the importance about to eat healthy food for them. What is the meaning of that for them inside of the schools? And all the families are going to be there to support them, all the community that wants to push this initiative with us. And that is going to happen. So we are going to be there using purple shirts and having big
signs.
Yes. And try to let them know that we are a community that needs that change of the food?
Food justice is what's called. Food justice requires attention to what you are consuming, where is it coming from, and being conscious about the production and the consumption. It's a whole deal. Boulder Valley School District went through that change, I remember, and it really happened that food became different. You mentioned that you had the opportunity to go visit the food place where they prepare. So if you can speak about that and how that is related to the needs and the desire of school district from San Brain to get the same for the kids.
Yeah. Well, we have learned that it's not easy to cook for 16,000 of kids. So you need more than a ordinary kitchen. And that's why Boulder Valley, 10 years ago with Ann Cooper, so they developed a culinary center. It's a kitchen, an industrial kitchen, and they prepare every day fresh food from scratch in there. And they just pack in and distribute it to all the schools in Boulder. And that's one of the possibilities, because these changes are not just happening here in the county. They are happening all the state, they are happening all the country, and you can find different options. But this is so close, and we have the opportunity to be there. And yes, we would love to have a culinary center in Longmont.
So that's the dream. Well, hopefully you will be able to manifest this dream that you have been dreaming for like 2 years already. You're organized and you have a plan, and hopefully you will be able to make it happen. And I'm pretty sure it will. At least, you know, people are going to pay attention, because you are all going together on this Wednesday, May 25th at 5:30 p.m., where kids, students from the district are going to be talking about why is it important to have fresh and nutritious and healthy food for them to keep on growing and learning, and also understanding where their food comes from. And why is it important to pay attention to that, especially in a time when climate is changing, it's getting hot, and we are worried about not getting enough water for our crops. Thank you so much for this opportunity to chat with us. This is so fun. Is there something else that you would like people to know about this issue that is urgent?
I would like to say that now is an opportunity to do this change, now more than ever. Good opportunity to do this change now. Now is what we needed. And we have to take that option. We can't wait anymore.
Just wrap it up by telling us how the community is invested in this. Like, you have farmers and you have leaders in the community.
Mm-hmm. During this process of learning, we have been talking with chefs, we have been talking with nutritionists, we want to know more, we want to learn what is this so challenges for the districts. We can accept a no for an answer. So we are just looking for more options, and that's why we have been spoken with a lot of people about this. And that approached us to the farms, to the local farms surrounding Longmont. And we also have the opportunity to talk with another people outside of the city. They are doing some changes about the food and how this justice food things can be better for all the community. And we know that there is a lot of things outside that can be done. So we now have identified some allies, some community, a lot of people, doctors, dentists, they are worried about the amount of sugar the kids are eating in the schools. So this concerns a lot of community.
What can people do to support this initiative?
They can come the next Wednesday, 25th, 5:30, to join us to this protest in San Brain Valley School District using a purple chair. Bring your signs. And also, we have a petition that they can sign. We now have almost 1,000 of signs together. And we are just wanted to present it to the school.
That is Caro Neri with El Paso Voz Longmont. She's a leader in the community requesting, along with parents at San Brain, to have fresh food for their kids, especially those that are accessing the free and reduced lunches at school. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.